It's almost been 2 weeks now, and the players are training very hard. And we in Austria, it's nice weather. You know, they're going through the training sessions and sweating a lot. And so I'm very good. I'm very pleased with the work ethic so far of the players. And you know, it's pre-season. You need to get to lay the foundation for the season. Once you start playing the games, there's not much time to train. So now is the time to get all that done. Mm-hmm.
There seems to be, and I know it's really early days, a very different feel, and I know you weren't here last year, to the dressing room, to the vibe about the team. There seems to be strong messages about unity coming out and that there's a new start around the club for Aston Villa. Have you found it sort of hard to shed last season's skin, even though you weren't part of what happened last year?
Well, I think it's still in the back of the mind of the players. Yeah, you know, we can still see that, and it's going to take, you know, a little time, a little while to get rid of that. Obviously, it was a tough season for everybody involved with Aston Villa last year, but certainly we're looking to form a strong group, and that's what's most important to me. And you know, when you're away in a training camp like this, you know, you do a few team bonding exercises as well, and. And you just, you know, you have to obey to the rules that to live within a group. You need to, obviously, everybody has to follow those. And it's just good to get to know each other a little bit better as well and see individual behavior and group behavior. It just helps you to make certain decisions.
Mm-hmm. And how far are you down the road with sussing out, yeah, I quite fancy him, I'd like to keep him, I'd like to let him go? How far are you down the road with that?
Well, it's not been 2 weeks that we've been training, and also we've only had one friendly game really. So, you know, I have some opinions, but I won't make any decisions today or tomorrow. I think I'll reserve my judgment for the next 2-3 weeks. What I would like is to certainly start the week going into the first game to have more or less the group that I would like to work with for the season, more or less, because obviously August, the market is still open, the transfer window, and there might still be some changes.
Mm-hmm. How are you handling some of the players that didn't get on too well with the fans last year, Jolyon Lescott, Gabriela Bonhoor, etc.? Have you said to them, look, I wasn't here, it's a clean slate, what I see is what I'll base my judgment on? Or how have you handled that? Because obviously there's still baggage, certainly with some of the fans, mm-hmm. with certain players.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, I treat everybody the same here. It's, you know, it's a new ownership of the club, new management staff, and certainly there's going to be changes. And with all the players, I will make decisions on who I would like to be part of this new exciting project or adventure, I call it, and who not. So I think if a player deserves to be here, fine. If a player doesn't fit into my plans or idea, then we will try to find a solution.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to throw some names at you now. You've been linked with nearly everybody, and I think that's probably going to carry on until the window closes. So can you tell me how far down the line you are with bringing some new players in? I know you've already got one or two, three new faces in the setup, but how about new ones? And also outgoings as well.
I'm very pleased with the players we've signed so far, and pretty early in pre-season as well. I think we did some good work there by signing those three players in key areas of the team as well. I think my focus will now change a little bit to outgoings, because I want to trim the squad. It's too big for my liking. I want to work with a smaller number for the season, so there's going to be some movement on outgoings now.
Mm-hmm. And some of the names, Patrick Bamford, Khadija from Bristol City, any truth in all of those?
Well, you could probably name, I don't know, 15 players that have been linked to us. So we've got three in, and I'm very pleased with those. I'm very happy, and we'll see what the future holds. I mean, we've got very good players here as well, so we'll see.